These days, we're bombarded by the latest gadget, maybe the smartphone that will do everything but make coffee. But Delmarva Public Radio essayist Tom Heyman reflects on those things that have somehow become richer with the passing of time.
Life is funny. Sometimes you go looking for something or someone, and sometimes something or someone comes looking for you. Recently, both came looking for me. A few months ago, I got a message from a friend. He had just put his late father's flugelhorn up for sale, made in Paris circa 1950s, and highly regarded as a jazz horn for its dark and smoky sound. Might I be interested in buying it? Well, yes. I found it to be in good condition for its age. It played well, with its dark and smoky sound intact. Vintage objects often have a story to tell, and their provenance can be interesting and meaningful. The flugelhorn case sports several bumper stickers and considerable wear and tear, telling of a life on the road in Texas with its bandleader owner. My friend and I made the deal. He was pleased that it was going to a good home, where it would be played and enjoyed, rather than gather dust on a collector's shelf or be flipped online for a quick buck. After a trip to my favorite custom trumpet shop for a spa treatment of cleaning and lubrication, the old horn was good to go. I also own a modern, state-of-the-art professional flugelhorn. But when I play the modern and vintage horns back-to-back for friends, everyone prefers the sound of the vintage one. This well-used flugelhorn, brought to life by artisans long ago and far away, can more than hold its own with the best of the new. Around the time the flugelhorn came looking for me, a pianist new to me invited me to jam on some of the old songs. Well, yes. We began rehearsing weekly to develop a repertoire and our musical partnership. After a few weeks, we booked a volunteer gig at a retirement home. It was also the performance debut of the new flugelhorn. My flugelhorn friend and I made a further deal. I promised to play his favorite song, Autumn Leaves, for him on his father's horn. He sat in the front row and heard his favorite song come through the flugelhorn one last time. The process of parting with his father's prized possession came full circle. Life is funny. It can be capricious and cruel and take someone or something from you at any time. But the sun comes up every morning and the tide comes in every day. And it just might bring something or someone looking for you. This is Tom Heyman.